This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today by opposition's uproar, leading to the adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and Special Intensive Revision Initiative in Bihar and other issues. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition members again started sloganeering, pressing for their demands. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju questioned the opposition's intention, saying that the government is ready for the discussion, but they are engaged in disruption.
Business Advisory Committee में हम लोग जो बात करते हैं और सबने कहा कि ये प्लाकार्ड लेकर के सदन में नहीं आएंगे, फिर ये अपने एमपीओ को ये पोस्टर बैनर लेकर के सदन को इस तरीके से डिस्टर्ब करना ये तो बहुत आपत्तिजनक है और वो चर्चा मांग रहे हैं, हम चर्चा के तैयार हैं, फिर ये सदन चलने नहीं देते हैं, ये डबल स्टैंडर्ड बिल्कुल गलत बात है, चर्चा चाहते हैं तो ये हंगामा मत करो.
As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes, forcing the chair to adjourn the house for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished Mr. Jagdeep Dhankar good health after he resigned from the post of Vice President yesterday, citing health reasons. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, Mr. Dhankar got many opportunities to serve the country in various capacities, including as the Vice President of India. Soon after, the Rajya Sabha met for the question hour at 12 noon today. Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, informed the House about the Home Ministry's notification regarding the resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on an official visit to the United Kingdom tomorrow. During the two-day visit, Mr. Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, the visit will give both the leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations.
This visit, though a short one, will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance. The India-UK partnership was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2021 and since then has seen regular high-level political exchanges, and both sides remain committed to taking this partnership to even higher levels.
In the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will travel to Maldives on Friday for a two-day visit. The Supreme Court today issued notices to the centre and all state governments on the issue of imposition of timelines on governors and president to act on bills in the absence of a constitutionally prescribed time limit. In the aftermath of the apex court verdict in the Tamil Nadu bills case, President Draupadi Murmu, in May this year, had asked the apex court to report its opinion on constitutional options available to a governor and president when a bill is presented before them under Article 200 and Article 201 of the Constitution. The Maharashtra government today moved the Supreme Court against the Bombay High Court's decision to acquit all the 12 accused in the 2006 Mumbai train blast case. The Supreme Court has agreed to list the case for hearing on Thursday. The first batch of Apache helicopters arrived in India from United States today. These state-of-the-art helicopters are often referred to as tanks in the air due to their heavy-duty firepower and advanced battlefield capabilities. The death toll has reached 31 following the crash of Bangladesh Air Force fighter jet into a building of Milestone School and College in the Uttara area of Dhaka. 165 people have been injured in the incident, which took place yesterday. In women's cricket, the final one-day international between India and host England will be played at Chester Street. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The series is currently tied at 1-1. And two Indians will feature in the final tour of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup in Batumi, Georgia, starting today. In the semifinals, Divya Deshmukh will face Chinese Grandmaster Tan Zongxi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.